As far as the possibility of a special session before Christmas, the working groups, as I understand it, continue to work. There was at least an initial deadline, I think, set by the leaders of to have a plan come back today. Now the governor was saying that said earlier today that realistically the deadline is more like next week. What do you put the chances of that actually happening at?
I'm still at 80% chance. I mean, the fact that the governor said, you know, the deadline's realistically next week says that, you know, he is open and wanting to try to finish this off. We've all agreed that health care relief is important and tax relief and the bonding bill. And the tax bill is pretty much intact. That one, you know, is very close to, I believe, what it would be. The bonding bill is where most of the work's being spent on, and I truly believe that all three sides want to get all three of those done. So, you know, it's the late last hour, but I still think it's going to get done.
You had talked about that in addition to the short-term relief on the health care premiums I'm talking about.
Yep.
Having some sort of long-term relief as well. Is some sort of an outline of what will happen in 2017 in the regular session on long-term relief, is that something that from your standpoint, Mr. Leader, is really necessary in order to proceed on the short-term relief in a special session?
I have decided that the governor seems to be willing and open to long-term reform that is not geared towards more public options. And so if we're talking about real reform, you know, a reinsurance pool of some sort, because what we have now is broken, inviting more players into the market to be more competitive and finding ways to streamline the whole system, if we can... I think we all agree that that is the general direction that we need to head. And so I think you'll see in January that that's what we're going to be working on with the idea of trying to pass it early, maybe as early as late March, so that the people that want to participate in this market as far as providers can look at what we're trying to do and hopefully come this way.
Would you be willing to, as far as you and your caucus are concerned, approve short-term relief at this point in special session without having any specific agreement with the governor on long-term relief?
Yes, and only because we, the government, and I will tell you that not one Republican voted for the Minshew bill, but we, the government now, all of us that are here, recognize that when people, because we ruined the market, because their rates are going up as much as 67%, paying premiums as much as $30,000 a year with high deductibles, we have to give them some relief. These are our farmers, our small business owners, you know, people, both metro and rural, but it's a lot of rural people that are being impacted, and not because of anything that they've done, but because we made the high-risk market smaller and put into that individual market, and that's what drove the rates up so high. And so we should give them relief as we're moving away from that model, because it's an unsustainable model, and you know, everyone agrees now. We said it wouldn't work 3 years ago, but I think everybody's saying it's not working now.